Nicholas simply shrugged.
Call me eccentric, my dear. One of the few who doesn't give a bloody damn for the lot of them.
How true that was. He ignored and even insulted whomever he pleased. He made friends with anyone he pleased, too, even known bastards who were snubbed by society. And he never, ever pandered to anyone. He was every bit as arrogant as people said he was, but he could also be devastatingly charming, when he wanted to be. Miraculously, Selina kept a tight rein on her temper. Nevertheless, Nicky, you did promise to escort me to the Shepford Ball.
Did I?
He drawled. Yes, you did, she managed evenly. And you will promise not to be late in coming for me, won't you? He shrugged again.
How can I promise such a thing, my dear? I cannot foresee the future. There is no telling what might arise tomorrow to delay me.
She very nearly screamed. There was nothing to delay him except his own perfidious indifference, and they both knew it. It was not to be borne. Selina made a quick decision and said nonchalantly, Very well, Nicky. Since this is so important to me, and I can't depend on you, I will find myself another escort and simply hope that you will eventually show up at the ball. Two could play his game.